Welcome to the Karate Shrimp Podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Bleem. Join me in exploring all the ways we can perform better in life and martial arts.
Hey, I want to check in with you. I've been sick. I've had a fever. I lost weight from not eating. I've had this nasty cough. I've been wanting to film and I haven't been feeling good, so it's been hard to figure out a time to do it. So I'm just going to do it today. I was struggling. I have been. I still am. With a lot of stuff. I had a lot of people reach out after my last podcast video and say, hey, what can I do to help? What can we do for you? And honestly, I want to remind you of this and, you know, acknowledge this for myself too, that it's okay to feel stuck. And I think there's so much value in feeling stuck because otherwise there is no reason to change. There's no reason to make any change in our life if we're feeling okay all the time. So it's like that, you know, hitting rock bottom can be so motivating for people where it's like survive or die, right? Like I had my sister's first husband, he passed away years ago, but he had this scare in his early 30s. He found out he had a faulty valve in his heart and he had to get a mechanical valve put in. We used to joke around with him because when the blood flowed through it, you could hear this tick, 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 ticking sound. But he had been up to that point, you know, not very healthy and, you know, quite overweight, not eating well, not exercising and wanting to make a change. But, you know, whatever, I'm fine. But then he had this health scare with needing this valve, like it was like emergency kind of situation. And he thought he was going to die. And it was like a rock bottom. Holy shit. Fuck. What am I going to do? Moment for him where it's like he's having to get open heart surgery. And it scared the shit out of him. And that was the thing that got him like, okay, I'm changing my life. And he did it. Where it's like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm not going to take any of this for granted anymore. And he was successful. And it was that rock bottom feeling, right? That survive or die for him. And, you know, unfortunately, years later, he got back into his old habits again, and we did end up losing him. And I think it can be really hard when your environment supports a certain lifestyle. It can be really hard to change, you know, or like if you don't have the good habits in place, or you don't have support for those habits, it's so easy to fall back into the old ones, right? But that rock bottom feeling, like it can be incredibly motivating for people where, let's say you have 20 pounds to lose, it's not affecting your health, you don't love your body, but you're like, well, whatever, you can just kind of tolerate it. But if you had 100 pounds or 200 pounds or whatever to lose and like your doctor's like, lose the weight or die, you know, if it's affecting your health, holy shit, that's motivating. You'll be like, well, okay, I have to or I'm dead, right? And some people don't. That's not motivation enough, unfortunately, or, you know, but for a lot of people that is like, you know, hitting rock bottom or having that, oh fuck, moment of realizing like I am stuck and I don't like this feeling and there are consequences to this. That's a huge incentive then. There's a huge incentive for changing. So for me, struggling with stuff, it's been like, I don't want people to help me. Because I see so much value in sitting with those feelings. Because otherwise, what's the reason to change? There is none, right? If everything's fine, there's no reason to change. Like if you have a job that you hate, but it's not terrible and like you're getting good pay and it's like, well, you know, it's a toxic work environment, but well, I'm not being abused. I'm not, you know, I'm getting food on the table and that kind of thing. It can be hard to change. You need to have that, oh fuck, moment of like, no, like my boss is an asshole or I'm not making enough money or, you know, and then you have things that you want to do instead that you could do that would bring you so much joy. You need to have that, oh fuck, I hate this feeling to get off your ass and make a change, right? You need to have that, those crappy feelings. So I do see that there's value in that. And I don't want my channel to be all about like, you know, my own personal diary online here. That's not what this is. But I do see that there's value in sharing stuff. And I think a lot of what we see online is so curated. It's so fake. And people really are craving real, people being real. And that's what I love. I love when I watch a YouTuber or listen to a podcast or whatever, and I see someone being real and vulnerable, I think, yeah, fuck yeah. Rather than those people who are like, oh, I'm awesome and my life is perfect and yeah, I'm this much, you know, I'm above you, I'm better than you because of it, because I got my shit together. I hate that. I hate that. And I think, yeah, bullshit. I call bullshit. You're human. You're struggling with something, right? So I really value vulnerability and transparency, and I want to be like that with you. I don't want to make this all about me, though. I really don't. But I want you to know, like, I want to help you. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I started this channel. And I really do have to think, though, like, if that oxygen mask is falling and I'm trying to give it to you, but I don't have any oxygen for me, I can't do it. I can't help you. So I need to be in a good place to help you, even if that means I'm still struggling. But I need to have an awareness of that and what I need to do to work on that. And I want to share that with you because I think there is value in being real. And I do think, you know, the more that we open up about this stuff, the better we can problem solve. You know, we can have start a dialogue, like, well, what did you do? How did you get through it when you're struggling with stuff? How do you get off your ass and do your training even when you're feeling anxious or you're feeling depressed? How do you do that? What do you do? How did you get out of bed this morning? Like, what did you, like, what motivates you, or what was the change for you, or like, a good day versus a bad day for you? What's the difference there? You know, what have you learned? And I think when we start having those, those conversations, you know, we can help each other, right? But it starts with being real and honest, not like, oh, I've got my shit together and life's great all the time. It's like, yeah, fuck you. That's not, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what, like, people being real, like, no, I'm having a hard time. You know, I'm feeling stuck. It's like, yeah, let's talk about that. Because that's part of what it is to be human. Right? Life is pain. Life is struggle. And I think that's just the way life is. You know, in the wild, that's the way life is. It's not an easy ride. It's not supposed to be. But I think it's also because of that, life is beautiful. And I think I had a conversation with a friend the other day about death and talking about the idea of living forever. And for me, that's horrifying. Like, I know, when things are going well all the time, I get into this, I don't know, I get this apathy. Like, I don't appreciate things as much. And I think that's part of what's been going on for me lately, is I don't have any big crisis to deal with. I don't have any big challenge, and I need that. I need that. Part of me needs that. Not so much of it that I end up being burnt out, but I need that to appreciate the good stuff. And like, if life went on forever, well, like, we need the finite nature of life to appreciate it, where like, every moment is precious, every day is precious, because it's not a given. You know, we could die at any moment. We are gonna lose everybody we love. They're gonna lose us. And like, for me, I don't know, I've had people talk about that with me and say, like, you know, you've got this darkness in you. And I've had that since losing my dad when I was 10. It taught me a lot about life. And yeah, I do have this darkness, and I've been drawn, like, ever since then, I was drawn to horror movies and novels and really dark shit, and lots of, you know, philosophical existential thinking and conversations, and I love that stuff, and that's part of who I am. But the big picture there is that I've accepted it. I've accepted the darkness in myself and the darkness in, as part of existence, the absurdity of life. I've accepted that. I've accepted loss as part of that. I've accepted death as part of that. And sometimes it scares me, but sometimes it's like, well, it's all fucking absurd. And so I can create my own meaning. It's liberating, because I can create my own meaning in my life. And because it is so absurd, it's like, well, that can free me from, like, taking myself so seriously, taking life so seriously. I can laugh at it. I can joke. I find I have, my sense of humor is better. I have a much more lighthearted view of life and of myself when I've accepted that darkness and the absurdity and all the pain that's part of it. It's like, well, that's the way it is, and that's okay. We can still find beauty, and we can still laugh, and we can still have fun, and You know, so how can I make the most of this time that I have on earth? Part of that is I want to help people and I want to connect with people. That's the big thing, is connection. I think we need that, and we need to feel heard and understood. And I want you to know that I'm here and I see you. Well, I don't actually see you, but I do. I do. I feel you. I feel you through the screen. I do. And that's why I make videos. I need to be okay, though, or okay enough, or aware of when I'm not okay, so that I can be here for you. So that's what I've been going through. And I don't need help. I mean, part of it is I'm stubborn and I like to do things on my own, but I don't need help because I don't want help, because I want to feel it. I want to feel that dissonance and say, okay, well, how can I change my life so I'm living according to my values and living the way I want to live? Part of it is that connection, feeling connected, and also like just not experiencing that disconnect myself. Like, I find real struggle for me with doing this online thing. Part of it is like ethical concerns, and part of it is just knowing myself. Like, I held back from getting a cell phone until I was 40 years old. I'm 48 now, not 44. 48. When I was 40, I got a phone. 40, 41, somewhere in there, because my mom got cancer and I was, you know, an hour highway drive away from her. And I realized I need to be able to contact her I need to be able to hear from her if something happens. But I didn't want a cell phone because I knew how addictive they are, and I have an issue with screens and too much screen time. And like, I was already struggling with certain things like TV and internet. And I was, you know, married to someone who was like addicted to screens and always on their phone and always watching TV, and who grew up in a family that always had the TV on. And I hated that. And I would bargain, like, cause I, you know, not necessarily some moral stance on watching TV or screen time, but like, I know that when I have too many screens on, or I spend too much time in front of a screen, I get that disconnect, that dissociation, right? And I don't feel present in my life, and I get like caught up in my head and in my thoughts too much, and I get into weird places and spaces that I don't want to be, and I don't feel authentic and I don't feel real anymore. It's kind of strange, and I'm sure some of you can, you might be able to relate to this. But so I was in that kind of marriage where it's like so much screen time, and like trying to have a conversation, someone's on their phone all the time. It's like, we don't have that much time. And maybe because I've come from a place of like losing so many people in my life, and I realize how precious that time is and how precious those moments are with people. And I don't want to miss a second. I don't want to be on my phone when I could be having a special connection, like a moment with my kid or kids or with you or with my cat or with, you know, I want to be there for all those moments because we don't have very many of them. And so part of it is like, I have this online thing that I've created, and so I'm looking at screens a lot. I'm on my phone a lot, and I hate it. It's so addictive. And I really think like human brains were wired for addiction because we're wired to seek dopamine, right? So we seek these things that give us a hit of dopamine, whether it's alcohol or drugs or porn or gambling or online shopping or social media. Social media is designed, it's engineered, these apps are engineered to be addictive, right? They're engineered to target that part of our brain that, you know, where we're getting that dopamine release and we want more and more and more of that, and it fucking sucks, I hate it. So I'm creating this online thing, and I struggle with the screen time. And so I'm trying to like navigate that and not feel this disconnect in my life. I don't want to be spending all my time staring at screens or replying to comments, replying to notifications, like, you know, in that stream of notifications. And I have the ethical thing. I don't want that for you. I don't want you to have a life like that. So I struggle with this sometimes, where I'm like, I want to create content that helps you. I don't want to be just another fucking reel or YouTube short or whatever on your feed as you're doom scrolling. I don't want to be contributing to that for you or for me. I don't want to be part of that because I see how toxic that is and how awful that is, and how disconnected so many of us are. We go online because we want connection. Sometimes we want answers. You know, we go on, we Google something, search something, like how to do whatever. But a lot of the time we want connection. But the way these social apps are engineered. We're becoming more disconnected all the time. And I find that, like, I had, you know, video go viral on Instagram a couple months ago or beginning of November. It fucked me up. I'm going to talk about that more in another video, but it really did fuck me up. And I lost weight. Like, I remember the first, I think it was 5 days, I lost 3 pounds. I was so stressed out. And like, oh, a viral video sounds awesome. Yeah, no, it fucking sucks. Because I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't know what to expect. And I was like, it's so addictive. You know, like that stream, that constant stream of notifications and DMs. And like, holy shit. My phone is still doing that. Like, it's still, ever since that video went viral, my Instagram has been, you know, steadily increasing. I'm still getting that stream of notifications constantly. But I took a break from social media for a while, which is really good for me. So my DMs have died down a bit, so it's a lot more manageable now. But, and I've been able to, like, with taking a break, I've been able to become clear on my boundaries. It's funny, you know, here's the thing with social media. We have this social pressure to go on there, and you have people, like, go on Facebook and say, hey, I'm taking a break. And you feel this pressure to go on there, so you feel like you have to announce that you're taking a break. Partly because there's this pressure to go on there, but also because you know that everyone's addicted. So they're not gonna necessarily respect your boundaries, right? And if you don't say, hey, I'm taking a break, you're gonna get, like, you're still gonna get all the DMs, all the shares, all the, and that's what I was finding. Actually, I took a break and I was still getting like this never ending stream of DMs and people share, and like, no offense, but people sending me shit. Like, here's a video, watch this, or here's a meme. Oh, I hope you're having a nice break from social media. Here's like 50 cat videos. Like, with these apps, they are addictive, and, you know, they're engineered to be. And we're also like, we're in this world now where we're all online. And this is what I struggle with, where we feel like we have to be constantly, or we have to be constantly available. We're expected to be constantly available. And everything in our private life has to be public. Including like our schedule, our time, everything is like someone else owns us. You know, like someone sends you a DM and you don't reply right away. That gets taken badly by a lot of people. Like a lot of people see that as a, oh, you don't like me or you're being rude or whatever, because we're caught in this like immediate nature of social media, like this immediacy, this like immediate gratification and this like quick, quick, quick. Action, and you get a notification, you have to, you know, open your phone, you get a DM, you have to reply to it, and you have to be constantly available, and, you know, you can't have a private life, you can't have privacy, or you're weird, you're a hermit, right? If you, but like, we're not meant to be, like, our brains aren't, like, capable of handling this. Like, living in this world where you're subjected to like this never-ending stream of videos and images and this constant comparison and like seeing what other people are doing, it fucks us up. It really does. And like, here I am where I want to create content that helps you. I want to help you. I want to connect with you. That's why I'm doing this. But I see how toxic this can be, and I don't want to be part of that. And so I have to say, is the content that I'm making, is it actually of value, or am I just contributing to your doom scrolling? Am I contributing to you feeling this disconnect in your life and this dissonance between what you want and how you're living? Am I contributing to you being to like a lack of presence in your life where you're just like off in some world of like memes and whatever bullshit, and you're missing all the precious moments that you have that are right here, right now? I don't want to do that. I don't want to be part of that. You do matter to me, and I am here for you, and I'm going to be making a lot more videos. And I don't want this to be my online diary. I want this to be about you and helping you. That's why I'm doing this. And I think I lost my way a bit. I think I got kind of caught up in all the stuff that was happening in my life. I mean, understandably, there's a lot of sad stuff that happened, a lot of stressful stuff, but I forgot my reason for doing this. I forgot my why, and it really is to be there for you. So I'm doing what I can to get myself in a good place so that I can really be there for you. So yeah, I hope you're well, and we'll chat more soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Karate Shrimp podcast. You can also find me on YouTube at The Karate Shrimp. Feel free to share my content with anyone you know who could benefit from it. See you next time.